Order the House Special Committee on Budget for this May 16th. Sorry for the delays. Our first item in work session is House Bill 5092, Department of Education State School Fund, Department of Community College Workforce Development. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5092 provide a state school fund level of $5.145 billion for the 05-07 biennium, with $4.85 billion from the general fund, $295.7 million from lottery resources, and about $1 million from state timber taxes. When combined with the $54.6 million in additional common school fund distributions over the amount previously expected for 05-07, the level of support is $5.2 billion. The state budget is about a 5% increase over the 03-05 estimated budget. When combined with projected local formula revenues, this provides $7.73 billion for K-12 operations in 05-07, which is a $478.3 million increase, or approximately 6.6% over 03-05. House Bill 5092 also contains the budget for the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development. In this budget, the state supports the operations of Oregon's 17 community colleges, provides these colleges with state-level leadership and technical assistance, funds the Oregon Youth Conservation Corps, and allocates federal and other funds to support workforce, adult basic education, and professional technical programs. The recommended budget includes $439.3 million of general fund to support the state's community college system. Community colleges have had, over the last several years, to rapidly increase tuition rates and reduce course offerings as the state support declined during the recession. At the governor's recommended funding level, these trends were projected to continue. The subcommittee approved an increase in general fund support for the community college support fund of $45.9 million, or 12%, above the level in the governor's recommended budget, to allow colleges to maintain and restore program offerings and to minimize the need for tuition increases. The recommended budget also supports development of an integrated K-16 student data system and incorporates administrative cost reductions. Your Education Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5092 be amended by the Dash 1 amendments and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the Dash 1 amendments. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to put on record that I voted against it. I didn't know if that was included in the report. I didn't hear that. But I did not think the number for the state school fund was adequate, and I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Additional objections? Seeing none.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, point of order. You want additional objections or additional comments on the motion?
We'll take either.
Well, just in case you're going to go by objection rather than a vote, I would have an objection.
Okay. I'll object too, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to call and roll.
Unless you have a roll call.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Representative Boxley?
No.
Representative Hanna?
A.
Representative Hanson?
No.
Representative Krupp?
Yes.
Representative March?
No.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Richardson?
Aye.
Representative Schaffler?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye. Just want to get a little chromatic.
Representative Griffin?
Aye.
Chair Scott?
Aye. Motion's approved. Okay, next, House Bill 5093, Public Employee Retirement System. Representative Labakian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5093 is the budget package for the Public Employee Retirement System, which is entirely funded by other funds. This came out of your General Government Subcommittee, the Joint and Ways and Means Committee. The House members on that subcommittee concurred with LFO's recommendations and adjustments to the budget, which reflected lower PERS employer contribution rates and a reduced attorney general rate. Your committee also provided additional limited duration positions and funding to deal with the Supreme Court's recent ruling on the Strunk case. The subcommittee also reviewed various performance measures, approved the interim measures, and added the two standard performance measures relating to customer satisfaction. Your subcommittee recommends a due pass, that this be reported out due pass, and I move that House Bill 5093 be approved in that manner.
Representative Labakian recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Any discussion? If none, any objections? Seeing none, without objections, bill passes. House Bill 5094. Again, Representative Labakian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5094 is a feed bill related to the Public Employees Retirement System. Legislation that was passed in 2003 mandated that the PERS Board assess fees for services that were requested beyond what the Board would consider reasonable. Through the Board's rulemaking process, they adopted a $60 fee to compute retirement benefit estimates for a third time or more. There's no fee for the first or second request. House Bill 5094 simply ratifies that $60 fee that was imposed by the PERS Board. Therefore, I move that House Bill 5094 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Labakian recommends the bill 5094 be reported out to due pass with the dash one amendments. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll be voting no.
Okay. Representative. Objections to the motion?
Objections.
Let the record reflect Representative Schaffler objects.
Thank you.
With the noted objections, without objection, the motion passes. Senate Bill 5095, Board of Accountancy, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 5095 is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Accountancy. The board protects the public by regulating the practice and performance of all services provided by licensed accountants. The Joint Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee reviewed this budget and approved a total budget of $1.4 million in seven positions. The subcommittee made adjustments for the PERS rate reduction and reduced hourly AG billing rates. We reviewed and approved one of the board's performance measures and replaced one with two dealing with customer satisfaction. We took a look at the performance measures and made some adjustments. We did not approve three other performance measures. We felt these measured activities did not directly relate to the achievement of the board's mission. The board will return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee with revised performance measures to replace the ones not approved. I move House Bill 5095 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion passes. House Bill 5096, Board of Tax Practitioners, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Craig. Scott. House Bill 5096 is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Tax Practitioners. The board protects consumers by ensuring that Oregon tax professionals are competent and ethical in their professional activities. The board accomplishes this through its licensing and compliance activities. The Joint Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee reviewed this budget in detail and recommended approval of a total budget of $917,000 in four positions. The subcommittee made adjustments for the PERS rate reduction and the reduced hourly AG billing rate. The subcommittee reviewed and approved the board's performance measures and added two dealing with customer satisfaction. I move that House Bill 5096 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill, House Bill 5096, reported out with a due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussions on the motion. Objections to the motion. Without objections, the motion passes. 5097, State Treasurer, Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5097 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Treasurer, which was reviewed in detail by your General Government Subcommittee, Joint Ways and Means. Your committee recommended approval of a total budget of $26.9 million and 75 positions. There were a number of adjustments that were made to the governor's recommended budget. Two of those were requested by the treasurer just to bring it into line with actual operations, that changes that had occurred since the original budget was prepared. The others were technical adjustments to reflect the reduced PERS contribution rate and one error that was made during the budget and management process. We also reviewed the Treasury's performance measures, made a number of suggestions for them, and asked that they report back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee before the 2007 legislative session. I move that House Bill 5097 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to note on the record the exemplary performance of the funds that the Secretary, the Treasurer's Office has done in managing their performance. And the reason that I make that statement is because I think that in our committee, we clearly ascertained, I believe, that they could be a bit more aggressive when it came to the Common School Fund, where they have an extremely conservative posture, and I think we're missing an opportunity to increase revenue, which can be obviously divided up to our schools. And I would just make that note that I would encourage them to look at perhaps a more aggressive posture in the future.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion. Objections to the motions. Without objections, the motion passes. House Bill 5098, Marine Board, Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5098A is the budget bill for the Oregon State Marine Board. The Marine Board registers and licenses recreational boats, provides on-water law enforcement patrols through contracts with public safety agencies, and awards marine facility construction grants to local governments. The Marine Board receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other and federal funds. The major other funds revenue sources are registration and title fees and motorboat fuel taxes. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $28,700,373 and 39 FTE, which is $31,248 less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced the budget $31,248, supporting statewide reductions in PERS rate and the Duke Department of Administrative Services assessment. The subcommittee approved $854,020 in the budget to fund a public service education campaign designed to clean air and water by providing technical advisors and educational information to marina operators and boaters, increase improvements projects at boating facilities and the public access sites, and reclassification of four positions to reflect changes in the agency business practices and to conform to a statewide class study. I move House Bill 5098A be amended and reported out with a due pass as amended.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out with the dash one amendments and reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion passes. House Bill 5099, Public Utility Commissioner. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 5099 is the budget bill for the Public Utility Commission. The PUC regulates investor-owned electric and natural gas companies as well as certain telephone and water utilities. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee approved a total budget of $142.7 million and 124 FTEs. The approved budget includes the addition of a pipeline safety inspector and a part-time office specialist and the reclassification of 9 positions. The budget was also adjusted to reflect lower PERS contribution rates. The subcommittee directed the agency to develop additional performance measures, including measures that reflect the activities of the Energy Trust. I move that House Bill 5099 be amended and reported out with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objections, the motion passes. House Bill 5100, Department of Energy. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5100 is the budget bill for the Department of Energy. The department promotes energy conservation and renewable resources, oversees the cleanup and transportation of nuclear waste, and sites new energy facilities. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $163.1 million and 84.71 FTE. The majority of the budget, $139.7 million, is in non-limited funds for the small-scale energy loan program, which provides low-interest loans for conservation projects. The subcommittee approved reestablishing 5 limited-duration positions and 3 reclassifications to address continued workload needs. A new limited-duration position was established to support renewable energy and emerging energy technologies. The agency was directed to report back to the Emergency Board on the status of these projects. The subcommittee reduced the budget to reflect lower PERS contribution rates. Mr. Chairman, I recommend House Bill 5100 be amended and reported out as due pass as amended.
I'm not sure if that's the right verbiage, is it?
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion passes. House Bill 5101, Representative Hanna on Board of Medical Examiners.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5101 is the budget bill for the Board of Medical Examiners. The board regulates medical doctors, doctors of osteopathy, podiatrists, physician assistants, and acupuncturists through licensing and disciplinary programs. Agency operations are funded with revenue generated from licensure and registration fees. The agency receives no general fund. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Human Services approved an other funds budget of $7,089,013 and 34.3 FTE. The governor's recommended budget has been reduced by 2% to reflect the PERS rate reduction and the agency's withdrawal of a package that would have expanded eligibility for diversion program services to include mental health conditions. The subcommittee encouraged the agency to bring this concept back to the 2007 legislative session. The approved budget includes an increase of 1.2 FTE to address investigative and compliance monitoring workload. The workload has increased 75% since 1988, while staffing has only increased 11%. Automation and process streamlining efforts have been utilized. The approved budget also includes an increase to allow nationwide criminal background checks on new applicants. I move House Bill 5101 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion passes. House Bill 5102, Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5102 is the budget bill for the State Board of Chiropractic Examiners. The board regulates doctors of chiropractic and certified chiropractic assistants through examination, licensing, and disciplinary programs. The The agency is funded by revenue generated from licensing, application, and examination fees. The agency receives no general funds. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Education Subcommittee approved an other funds budget of $993,743 and a 4.5 FTE, which is $9,300 less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced the budget to reflect the PERS rate reduction, approved an increase to fund nationwide criminal background checks on new applicants, and approved the reclassification of a part-time position with an offsetting reduction to services and supply. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5102 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion passes. House Bill 5103, Board of Dentistries, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5103 is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Dentistry. Hence, this will be an oral report. The board regulates the practice of dentistry. The board regulates the practice of dentistry and dental hygiene by setting standards for the entry to practice, examination of applicants, and issuance and renewals of license, and enforcing the standards of practice. The agency operations are funded with revenue generated from application renewal and extracting permit fees. The agency takes no bite out of the general fund. Joint Committee on Ways and Means Education Subcommittee approves.
We have that right now, Mr. Chair.
Approves another fund budget of $1,716,916 and a 7 FTE. The governor's recommended budget has been reduced to reflect the PERS rate reduction. The approved budget does not include any program enhancements and represents a mere 2.5% increase over the 2003-05 approved level. I move House Bill 5103 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
I got to add a comment here. He's reading the pony just exactly as the analyst wrote it. So
wasn't his humor.
Representative Hansen recommends the bill reported out, do pass with the dash one amendment. Discussion. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Without objection, motion passes. No other business coming before the House Special Committee on Budget. Meeting adjourned. Later.